Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Shabbos 135, talking about the idea of 30 days. It was taught in a Brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, any human newborn that survives for 30 days is not suspected of being a non-viable child. For the verse states in regard to the mitzvah of redeeming a firstborn child, Pidyon HaBen, those that are to be redeemed, you shall redeem from the age of 1 month. By contrast, 8 days in the case of an animal demonstrates that it is not viable animal. For the verse states, from the 8th day forward it shall be acceptable for an offering, etc. Since the Torah, the notes explain, ties the mitzvah of redemption to the child having reached the age of 1 month, we learn that it is at that age that the child is first established to be a viable being, not earlier. And the 8-day waiting period for an animal, however, differs from the 30-day period described for a human. The latter extends until the end of the 30th day, where the waiting period for an animal concludes the end of the 7th, pointed out by Tosfos in the first note, was pointed out by Rashi and other sources. So we talk about the idea of 30 days. 30 days is a whole month. 30 days is a time period where things can get done, where things can be established, where things can become a routine or become a habit. They say if you want something ingrained in your personality, you want something changed in your personality, you want a habit formed or routine formed as part of your day, as part of your repertoire, as part of your going abouts and your different routines, you should do it straight for 28 days, 4 weeks, 7 times 4, 28 days, but round it off to 30 days to make sure it's ingrained. You want to start flossing every day for the rest of your life? Do it for 28 days. You want to brush your teeth properly? Make sure you do it 28 days straight for both times a day. Anything you want to get done, it should be done in a set way. We should make ourselves and our days set in their ways with the proper things. We should make sure that we are koveya the right things and make permanence to the right things. Make permanent the amount of time we should do for learning, the amount of time we should do for mitzvahs, the amount of time we should do for helping the world and bringing chesed to the world. We want to take some of our time. We talk about all the time. I believe Rav Feinstein explains we should donate a tenth of our time to chesed and tzedakah, just like we donate a tenth of our money to tzedakah. So if we want to do so, we should dedicate specific times to our day to do so. If you listen to a daf shir, make sure you listen every day. You do it for a month, at 30 days, that kavias of your day, kavias of the month, then it'll be ingrained in your personality, be ingrained in your being, ingrained in your life. And if you want to do something, you want to learn something, you want to read something, and make it part of your organized life, you want to make it part of yourself, make sure to do it straight for 30 days. So anything you want to be done, you want something to be kavius, you want something to be set and permanent and a part of you and a part of your life, make sure to do it straight every day for the 30 days. Just like we talk about Pidyon HaBen takes place after 30 days because it's the viability for the child, that's the set time frame for the child. So too in our own life, to get that set time frame, do it for 30 days. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 136 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.